welcome to Redmond. I'm here in Ziv's office, and we have something exciting to share for today, which is Friday.
Yep.
Even though today...
So Friday, 10:18, if you see that, we have released...
We have released bus. Now, yes, exactly. We have released now Service Bus 1.1 for Windows Server, as we officially say, but obviously it also installs
and,
on.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be a big day for Microsoft because we are releasing Windows and Windows 8.1 and Server 2012 R2 and System Centers and some other tiny products as well as Service Bus.
Yes, so the reason we're doing this video is that because today, even though today is actually 3 days ago, we have all of this chaos going on. All this wonderfulness going on in terms of releasing software. And we have this little thing that we also release as a free download for the wonderful platforms that we're releasing. And that is Server 1.1.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar yet with Service Bus Server, which a lot of people aren't, what that is, it is the messaging engine that's the core of Service Bus as it exists in the cloud, repackaged and installable on Windows Server 2012, Windows Server 2012 R2, the brand new one that comes out today, and also on Windows Server
2008 R2 SP1.
SP1, yeah, all right.
We still carry this with us.
And then if you're developing apps, you can also put that onto Windows 7 and Windows 8 and Windows 8.1.
Yeah.
Yes, so do you get the same messaging engine? And in version 1.0 of the server, we were able to go to cluster that automatically to up to 3 machines. So that's one of the first things we have fixed. You can now cluster it up to
5.
Up to 5 machines. Yeah. Which means that you can get a pretty beefy cluster messaging cluster.
Correct.
With failover, and you can go and, you're invited to do the test. Go and run that across, set up a cluster across 5 machines. You can do that in VMs, and then just turn one off. If you feel like it, and you'll notice that it just keeps working.
So following the Quorum press, guideline, we will hold up to 2 machines, 2 failures in case of a 5-node cluster. And customers often ask us why only 3 and why not 6? And we say it's basically our testing capabilities and what is the need for such a large farm, because even with a 3-node farm you can have several hundred queues and topics and you don't really need more. But then the problem was that the reliability, achieving higher reliability and sustaining more than a single failure.
Mm-hmm.
So with a 5 nodes cluster, you can sustain up to 2 failures and the farm will be still up and running.
Great. So Service Bus Server is the successor, in case you don't know that yet, really the successor technology of MSMQ. What MSMQ really is good for still is, both ship as part of Windows in terms of the license. MSMQ, you still get in the box, and if you can install it as a feature. Service Bus is a separate download, but they're included in the license. Let's talk about the differences quickly.
Actually, it's another day for MSMQ, because MSMQ is still with the new release of Windows.
Exactly. So we're shipping.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We're shipping
team. Yeah.
For shipping MSMQ, exactly. We own MSMQ as well, so we just ship product. Are we getting a little tag for that too?
I don't know. I think we stopped getting those.
So MSMQ is a wonderful queue for on the machine, and we actually have samples to show you how you can go and queue in the machine, and then Service Bus Server is actually a server that you can have and has, as we just said, automatic clustering capabilities. So with Server 1.0, the story was such that you got a wonderful set of PowerShell scripts, which you're still getting. And then you could go and configure those things with PowerShell scripts. That is obviously totally awesome for everybody who likes the command line. It's a little clunky for people who are more familiar with the classic Windows way of doing administration, having an MMC console and all those things. So we did some work on that.
Yep.
And we're going to go and see that on the screen in a little while. And then what we also did is we have added a brand new protocol last year in fall to Service Bus Server. To Windows Azure Service Bus. And we're now bringing that protocol named AMQP also onto the server. That's another part that we've done, and there's a magic list that we have. Oh yes, and then of course.
So actually, in essence, we kind of live up to the promise of cloud first and server follows.
That's right.
So we basically, that's kind of an annual release cadence of server. So with this release, we brought everything available in the broker in the Azure SDK 2.1, which we have just released like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the new runtime capabilities available in Azure SDK 2.1 are now available on-prem. That's a very important thing to show our customers that we do follow this cadence, this release cadence.
Yeah. So, and that's basically what we promised last year. Yeah. Is that what we're doing is as with the rhythm of release, rhythm of Windows, what you're seeing right now is that everything that is Windows is releasing today. The server, the client, and everything that's kind of aligned with that releases on that day. So we shipped a year ago, we ship now, and who knows?
Yeah.
We're not going to announce anything here, but I'm guessing that about 12 months from now, that we're going to be in the same place.
I'd just like to call out two features which are available in SDK 2.0 and in the cloud and now available on-prem as well. One is the wonderful on-message callback. You know,
yes.
You don't really need to write the receive message loop anymore. You just register with an on-message callback and we will do everything for you.
Yes.
That's first. And the second, for all of those who had challenges with Windows authentication, which was the only option with the Server 1.0, now you can use SAS, the Shared Access Signature.
Yes, so that gives you, this is an interesting, that's actually a key piece here. But that gives you now full symmetry also in terms of the authentication mechanism.
Yes.
You don't have to go and choose between them anymore.
Yes.
You can now truly write one app that targets the cloud and on-premises,
mm-hmm.
and then effectively just change per configuration what key you have and also what URL do you have, but you don't have to go and pick and choose between the mechanism anymore.
Yeah.
So that gives you that. We have obviously there's a lot of things that we're still looking for in adding to the server. So what you get now is kind of a point in time version, and you're going to get a point in time version when we release the next thing, but the thing we have right now is we're pretty proud of in terms of capabilities. What we're going to show you now is one of the coolest new things, and that is the integration of server with
the
Windows Azure Pack.
A new thing Microsoft has released.
Yes, which gives you a lot of the power of Windows Azure in a pack that you can go install in your own server. So we're going to show you how that shows up in the portal.
So what is the Windows Azure Pack? We have announced this as a preview in June, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise was that we will enable private cloud to be managed in a consistent way. The consistency or the symmetry almost is the promise. So for customers deploying this Azure Pack, they can offer their tenants, either partners or within their organization, the same experience as we offer in Azure to manage VMs, databases, websites, as well as messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So Service Pass is part of this offer, and the demo I'd like to show you now, and you guys, is how to set up this Catal and the handshake between the Azure Pack and Service Pass,
mm-hmm.
and then the tenant experience with Service Pass and showing how the new capabilities are reflected in the portal.
So let's see that.
So let's start with the familiar Service Bus PowerShell. So as you can see that there are some improvements over here, such as the ability to change the farm setting. So we now have the set SB farm PowerShell, which basically enables you to change all sort of settings within your farm. Beside that, I'd like just to, we have kind of a depth to a good friend of us, Paolo. And the new Service Bus Explorer actually supports server.
Paolo Salvatore,
yes.
Babos built on Twitter.
So that was the only tool we had last year with the Service Bus 1.0. But here with the latest release, the Service Bus Explorer 2.1, Service Bus Server 1.1 is now supported. You see, I just connected to it. I can create, manage, view, send message. We talked about authorization rules, so this is where you can create new authorization rules, either at the level of a namespace or the level of an entity.
This is the awesomest Windows Forms app ever written in the history of mankind.
So thank you very much, Paolo, for keeping up with us and actually delivering the promise of a symmetric tool with on-prem as well as Azure.
Yes, and that is available on?
That's available on MSDN. Just Bing Service Bus Explorer and get the latest. If you, by the way, quick one, if you are still using the old version of Service Bus, please use the older version of Paolo's tool. I think it's version 1.8. Mm-hmm. Make sure, don't confuse.
Okay.
Don't get
You have
confused.
A very nice goat there, by the way.
All right, yeah. So, this is something new.
Ah.
That's the Azure Pack Management Portal. And as you can see, I have multiple different IT resources, such as websites and VM clouds and Service Bus clouds, as well as SQLs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the admin portal of the Azure Pack, codename Catal.
We don't use that anymore. Now we've released it. Now it's just known.
That's the under, Azure Pack. All
it's
right.
under wonder, its wonderful name, Azure Pack.
So you can see that I have two Service Bus clouds I manage with this pack. And the idea is that if you are a hoster and you want to offer a dedicated cloud per any of your tenants, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a large enterprise and you want to have one production level cloud and one testing and development, you can do that. Or any other combination. So the idea, multiple clouds, multiple farms are now managed from the same portal.
So you can basically set up completely separate environments with websites and VMs and Service Bus all like we do for production and for PPE and all those things. You can go and just put that together as you like it.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So for any given farm, I see the status of the nodes. So this is a one node farm, not a production level kind of development environment. You see all of the services. You can see the databases and actually can see how many entities are currently used. So this is just for a demo environment.
Mm-hmm.
But as an admin, now comes the tricky part. I need to offer my services to my tenants. And the way to do it with the Azure Pack is to use plans. So what I'll do now is I will create a new plan for this Service Bus, and we will offer it for free. So we will call it the free SB plan.
So you're building a cloud offer on your hardware that now people can come in and do self-service on, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So as part of this free SB plan, what I'll do is I'll pick one of my Service Bus clouds. Take this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pick one resource. I can have more. So besides Service Bus, let's say this plan will offer Service Bus and websites.
That is a smart combination, sir.
Which...
You don't currently
have
permission. I don't
have anyone else.
But that's okay.
But you got a point.
Yes.
So once offering this plan,
is it there?
It should be there.
But you have a lot there.
We named it. We named it something with free, right?
I think you did.
All right. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay. So this plan, I need to offer it now. So if I want to actually make it free, basically I will go here and make it a public. And by default, all plans are private and you can either manually add users to the plan or just create and have an invitation code and others will be able to pick it up.
So what is the effect of that now?
So the effect of that now is a user, and I'll switch from the admin portal to the user portal.
So hang on, show me the URL of that admin portal again.
Well, since it's a development environment...
It doesn't matter, because that's a development environment.
Yeah.
So that's now lives at 30091. So that's one of the ports that we have. All right, so good.
The other is 30081.
And that's the default?
That's the default, yeah. And
okay.
It's highly recommended to put it behind the DNS or put it somewhere that it's not really the FQDN of the machine. And this is my tenant account. And you can see your face behind it, but that's my tenant account. And at the moment, I logged in as ziv@ziv.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any resources, right? You know the Azure portal, I should have more resources. So what I need to do is to register to a plan. So I create my own subscription, and I'm going to use the free SB plan. By the way, you see all the other free plans, but we know that we just created this one for us. And within a few seconds, in my portal, I have Service Plus.
So this now looks exactly like it looks in Windows Azure.
Exactly. And when you click the Service Bus, what you see is named, our namespaces.
And this looks also exactly like Windows Azure.
Good. Let's create my MOSB namespace. And
it does the check-in.
The check-in, it's unique, and it's activating, and it is now...
It's doing some work. It's waking up.
It's active. It's
there it goes.
Now, this is something you're all familiar with. And you can see that we have the same SaaS capabilities that we have in Azure, available on-prem. This is the key at the level, this is a connection string at the level of the namespace.
Great.
What I can add here, I can add Windows users to have access to my namespace. So we still support both.
Sweet.
So I can go and scroll down and add myself to manage the namespace. Okay?
Very cool.
So that was my namespace. And then once selecting the namespace, I can go and basically, this is something we all should be familiar by now.
Yep.
That's my queue in my namespace.
And it doesn't say data center, but that's perfectly fine because that's the private cloud.
Correct. So from here on, and again, the only piece we are missing in this portal, and we hope to bring it next year, is the usage telemetry. That's not there at the moment in this on-prem. But beside that, it's exactly the same queue, the same. You can go and add the SaaS rules and configuration. Everything looks the same.
That is absolutely fantastic. Sir, thank you very much for that. For that demo.
Thank you, Thomas.
And you can refer to all of our wonderful documentation that we have available as of today.
Okay.
And you can download Windows Server 1.1.
Yes.
Windows Service Bus Server 1.1.
Actually, I just want to refer you all to a very nice blog post hosted in the Windows Server blog, in Brad Anderson's blog, about building modern applications with messaging and Service Bus. This is actually quite an in-depth description of what you can do with a Service Bus.
Great. So we'll have that at the bottom in the blog post here. Thank you, Ziv.
Adios.